Oh, that was actually nice. That was slick. Welcome to episode 16 of the Nags and Brags podcast. Oh, that match made me like hated.
We've just opened up with a little bit of ASMR.
That was a good ASMR voice.
Was it? I've always thought about if I could do it or not. It used to be sex lines, and then I thought, nah, that's not very me. And then I was like,
I have to tell you, you do have the voice for sex lines.
Well, funny you say this, because
I've taken a new job.
I'm leaving Clyde. And no, do you know what it is? I feel like I can't talk about things like that out loud. Obviously, I've done it in the past. I ain't no virgin, but what I'm saying is I'd find it quite difficult to speak about it out loud.
What, on the sex lines?
No, just like I would laugh. Like even if I was at the other end of the phone and I was like unzipping like a beanbag and was like, I'm unzipping my boots.
I would be on too many tangents. I would be like that. Get something, get a load of this. I was at McDonald's last night. It would be like, let's see. People would actually be, I would be like,
on the other end of the phone, they go, the hard on's gone. Yeah. It's gone.
I'd be like,
What do you mean? It went about 15, 20 minutes ago.
I'd be like, the flop doctor.
Your McChicken sandwich meal.
I'd be like, anyway, so you'll never guess the price of petrol. £50, I've got a Vauxhall Atom. People would be like, oh, okay. And now I'm hanging up.
Beep.
Beep. Wait, where did you go? Yeah, no, I would not be a good phone sex operator.
No.
So, wasn't in my on my horizon anyway.
Would it be good to reflect on last week's episode? 2 weeks ago, I keep thinking, we're fortnightly, and I'm sorry about that, but a fortnight ago, Paul Black.
And the listeners love him. I love him.
I know.
I love Paul Black. And I could not have enjoyed it more. And I could not have laughed more when I was listening back to it, because I'm a narcissist and I listened to all the episodes.
Can I also put out there that I believe that picture that he put up of what was meant to be his granddad turning 75 and coming out. And I literally turned around to George and I said, oh my God, you won't believe it. I went, Paul Black's granddad, he just turned 75 and he's come out his gate. That kind of stuff gets me going. And then, in fact, George was like, should we talk about it? And I was like, oh, I don't know. We had quite a busy show. And then it was a producer that went on to his page like later on and said, by the way, that was a bam up because it was actually his friends with filters on. I was like, what?
Well, shout out to Hazel, because that's my friend Hazel. So I knew that it was fake. But I can see why you would think it was real. That face app is absolutely fucking terrifying how realistic it can be.
I know.
I was doing my gran and stuff and the results were horrific, to put it bluntly.
I believed it and I was like, oh no.
That's so funny. I wish you'd spoken about it on air. Have you ever believed an April Fool?
No, and I hate the day. Do you know why I hate it? I think when you work, and I don't know about you, when you work in media, you begin to loathe it because it's just so cliche and cheesy. So it's like, oh, what April Fools can we do this time?
Do you know what else I hate? Know what I hate more than April Fools?
What?
People that say, it's after 12 and you're the fool. I'm like, that makes me shut. It's just such a half thing. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. It's one of these really simplistic things that you can say that makes you just want to go punch somebody right in the chops.
It's after 12, so you're the fool. I forgot that it had to be before 12.
Yeah, stupid rule. Remember the one when they did the thing, the David Attenborough one, they said it's all the spaghetti grow on trees?
No.
I believed that.
Why do I not remember that? You remember the weirdest shit.
Do you know, we were actually speaking about this when I was away last week, and I think there's a diagnosis pending for me.
There
actually is.
Do you know, when I listened back to the Paul Black episode and you were talking about the Jacqueline Wilson books and all the plots and things, I said out loud. In fact, I was with Ali, lovely Ali, who's been on the podcast
Ali.
Before.
Ali, who also doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I was making her listen to the Paul Black episode while she was sitting with me. You won't listen to it and you don't record. You will listen to it with me.
That's like the same energy as your friend being like, watch me sing. And they would sing and you would watch.
Or when you were younger, like, mom, watch me. Watch me dance.
Still do that.
So, yeah, I let her hear it. And then I said out loud when we were listening to you talking about Jacqueline Wilson, I went, no wonder she's so fucked up.
She's
no wonder.
No, do you know what? I actually do have an incredible memory. Some would say I'm like an elephant. Others would say I am autistic. Probably. I don't know what it, do you know what it is? It's only certain things that I can remember, but I do have a good memory.
Yeah.
But other stuff I can't remember at all. Mm-hmm. Like every year from before I was 15, I can't remember any of it. I can't remember my whole childhood. I have no idea. I have like a collection of like six memories, but things that are useless, I can always remember them.
Do you know what I can't remember, and I'm raging because of it, and I feel like I've passed this on to like any young mums or even just, well, young or old. When they take their kids to Disney World, right, all the way to Florida, before they've even turned five, you're never going to remember that. Wait until they're a bit older. My mum took me when I was three, and all I've got is pictures, and I can't remember one bit.
That's very true. That's like the argument of should you get your child a present before they're like three, because it's like, well, they don't know what it is anyway, so save your money. Get yourself a present.
Can you imagine that? Imagine it's your child's birthday and you're like, that happy birthday to me. It's not my birthday, but I've got myself a gift. Why? Because you don't even know it's your birthday.
But you're the one that, well, unless you're caesarean sectioned, adopted, I'm not going to get into the dynamics of childbirth, but if you're the one that pushed the baby out, then I feel like my mom should get a present on my birthday. My mom will listen to this and be like, shut up. You did not think that. Speaking about having Florida regrets, I have a story for you. But first, because I'm probably going on a tangent, shall we get into our nags and brags?
Yes, because I've got a cracker of a brag this week.
Well, so do I.
And I'm so excited. Okay, so I was at a party on Sunday.
This is also my brag.
Oh, I know, because it's a brag. Okay, I was at a party on Sunday night and I'd taken Monday off work with my co-host. His name is George Bowie. You might know him from shows such as GBX and Bowie at Breakfast. Should be Cassie at Breakfast, but that's fine. And we were getting a little bit drunk, and it was one of the other presenters in here's birthday parties, and she has a lot of friends in showbiz. So there was performers at the party.
You guys, you know where this
and
is going.
We had the likes of Amy McDonald, who just performed to a sold out Hydro show just last week. We had PC Plum from Ballymore. I mean, if that's not getting you excited, what will? Do you remember Ballymore?
Was that him? Oh my God.
Yeah, he was performing. There was Kaylee dancing. It was awesome. And there was another very special performer who I got to watch from the mezzanine, and her name goes by Michelle McManus.
The double M. The double M was there.
All right. So, of course, I took this opportunity and I ran with it. And I thought, I need to do this for my friend. And I got downstairs and I managed to corner my Michelle. I tackled her to the floor. I was like, come here.
Knee in her chest.
I mean, I've asked you so many times if you'll come on, and you've said no. She's actually got a 7-week-year-old child, so maybe that's why. But
Nicholas, is that the name?
Is it? Do you know that? You mad mental stalker.
I'll take that out. Instagram checking pending. I was right. Her son is called Nicholas.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually clinically insane.
Oh my God, I can't believe you know that information, but that's fine because you're a super fan. And I said to Michelle, hi Michelle, pulled up a chair and I said, look, my co-host, but also went in with Roisin from Gogglebox. Absolutely,
we got to use it where we can.
And I have to be really careful because I always go in with, and when I'm speaking to anyone, Roisin really loves Michelle McManus. No, it's not a joke. Right? No, but you do naturally because you think it's quite an unusual love. It's like, you know, if I say, oh, I love Channing Tatum, you can get where it's going because the guy's handsome and he's not within arm's reach and I'm going to drill over every poster or whatever, not every poster, what am I, fucking five? I'm going to drill over like any online picture. Whereas like when I say Michelle, or Roisin is obsessed with Michelle McManus, you might get a look, but not Michelle herself, because that lady be full of confidence. But I said, listen, Roisin absolutely loves you. Stopped it there. And I said,
that's all.
She would love you to come on the podcast. I would love you to come on the podcast. It would just make her day. But let's record a video message. And here, ladies and gents, is what happened.
Hi Roisin, hope you're well. I'm really sorry that you're missing cast party, but unfortunately, no. So, I'm here, but do you know how I'm with?
Hi darling, Roisin, can't wait to see you soon. I'll be getting filled in. We're going to come on and do the podcast. We're going to chat, hang out, maybe go for a drink after, get absolutely steaming back, kind of thing.
here first. Michelle said she is going to come on the podcast. I don't know if I believe her yet, but you never know. And I think if it was to happen, I probably wouldn't tell any of you, and I wouldn't tell Roisin.
So, no, I would need time to prepare, because otherwise I would actually wet myself.
I got a bit excited just when she said your name.
So I couldn't believe it.
Hi, Roisin. I was like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening.
And Joe was like, why are you crying?
And I said, did not cry.
No, I did.
This is the message that I got back from Roisin. I am fucking deceased. I'm screaming. You did not. This did not happen. This is the best day of my life.
I thought I was dreaming.
This is on capital letters. I am dreaming. Am I dreaming? This is real life. I'm crying right now. You are my best friend ever. I'm capturing that one and I'm keeping it. I literally can't believe it. And that was in small letters, which is weird. It went over. It was all capital. It was all really big and bold. And then it was
I turned my caps off.
Okay. And then I just put up a couple of laughing faces and she sent me a picture. So that was my brag this week. And it's quite
also
a short one.
It's also my brag. Oh. Because it was the best day of my life.
Oh my God, this podcast is going to shit. We have nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that. I mean, it is hard to do the brags. But anyway, I have plenty of nags. So would you like to take it away first or shall I?
I actually have another brag. Do you want me to give you my brag? That is, all, of course, my biggest brag and the highlight of my life. It was the highlight of my life every day. But my other brag is I went away for a week in Scotland. Bonnie Scotland.
Oh yeah, you're paddleboarding.
Yeah, I'm a paddleboarding woman of the water.
Oh my God, can you and I do it in the summer then? Because I am a avid paddleboarder only in summer months.
I'm going to buy my own.
I was thinking that.
Well, I'll send you the link because I'm going to buy a paddleboard. You can get them on Klarna, which means you still need to pay, but you need to pay in a month's time, so it's free. That is why my credit score is not the best. I'm like, Klarna, free paddleboard. Anyway, I am a Cancer, a water sign, and I'm not really a woman of the water. I can swim, right? My mum had to reteach me when I was 17. Bit of an incident. Wasn't an incident. I had to do a swim test at school. And they were like, nobody's ever failed this. Swim test, by the way. Also, shout out to Molly if you're listening to this, because I know you will be laughing. Swim test consisted of swimming 10 lengths in a row. And they were like, nobody's ever failed it. And who failed it? On length number 2, me. And an old man had to huckle me out the pool and he nearly broke his fucking back. I felt terrible for him. And then there was another occasion and I swallowed all the pool water and I had to do a big belch at the side of the pool and it was degrading, actually. Anyway, my mum had to reteach me to swim. Long story short, long story long, actually. I'm not the most confident swimmer. I mean, I wouldn't drown. Maybe I would. But I don't love the water. Whoa. When I got out in that paddleboard in the North Sea, I was like a new woman. I was a new... I'm not very good at standing up, though.
It's quite... it's good for the soul.
Yeah, it is. But we did it on... The first day we did it, we...
Who were you with?
Joe and Joe's famille. But the first day we did it, it was like 8 degrees and Joe didn't have a wetsuit on and it was freezing cold and it was really windy and I was like, this is hell on earth. This is like torture. And then we did it 2 days later. I was in my swimsuit. Sorry to the people that were having their dinner nearby because I probably wasn't. I was bent down to get stand up on the board and I just realised, poor people eating their fucking fish and chips. I was doing my swimming costume, no trousers. Full moon during the day. Anyway, I loved it. I was on the board for an hour. I was nearly lost at sea. Well, I was actually 3 metres from the shore, by the way. Yeah, we can go paddleboard together. Where do you tend to?
Loch Lomond.
Tend to board. Oh,
I'm a keen boarder down at the lochs.
That can be hard, Loch Lomond.
Once we want to speak in the Islander accent, I go down to the beach beside Duckway Marina and I set off from there.
Do you stand up on it?
Yes, I can, but I feel more comfortable just sitting. I actually like to sit cross-legged on it, weirdly.
Oh my God, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Can you? Has Loch Lomond not got whirlpools and stuff in it?
No, I'm more thinking I'd rather do Loch Lomond than the North Sea. I don't go that far out. Loch Lomond, I go where you could, if you were to stand up, you'd probably still be able to touch the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm all about.
I don't go up the other end. I think it's up near Ardloo, which is bad. So I'm down the kind of the more the boating end.
The paddling pool.
Yes.
Down on the kids' end.
Yes.
Well, I believe you can do it the Bishop Briggs Canal.
I would. You can do it anywhere.
I mean, I would.
You could literally take it anywhere.
Well, that's true. Do you know what? I'll tell you something. There's a guy and his dog, believe it or not, and I tell you this, I've seen it with my own eyes. If anybody wants the receipts, I've got the pictures. Guy paddleboards past my work with his fucking dog in the front. Paddleboards with his dog.
I love that.
Down past the Clyde. And then there's always a big team of them, and they're up standing on the boards, and I see it the minute I paddleboarded on the Clyde. I would fall in because I would be so not want to fall in. Yeah. I would be so off balance. Remember the time there was paddleboarders on the Clyde and people threw bricks at them? It's not funny. Sorry if anybody listening to this was part of that. But do you not remember that?
Was it by any chance people that hang about between King George V Bridge and that other red bridge that goes across the walkway? Because I feel like that's where the dodgy stuff happens.
Well, it might be. But they were coming over. They were, because you can obviously see them from a distance, people threw bricks at them. And then I just, I mean, you say people make Glasgow. They don't really. Not by actions like that.
People kill Glasgow.
People kill Glasgow kills paddleboarders. No, but yeah, I wouldn't be doing it in the Clyde. I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even take a piss in the Clyde. No, I actually probably would take a piss in the Clyde, but that's as far as it would go. Mm. I wouldn't be on my board.
So, what was your nag there? Sorry, oh, that was a brag.
That was my brag. Oh. My brag is that I'm a woman of the sea. I'm an amazing paddleboarder, and if you need me, I'll be in the water.
Okay.
End of the podcast.
Okay, let's move on to nags.
Would you want to give me a nag?
Yeah. It's quite I'm gonna bring my family into this. It's getting serious now.
No defamation.
Ah. My mum. My mother. Mother Gillespie. Do you find with your mum, and not just mums, it can be, you know, dads as well, guardians, grannies, whatever. As people get older, they just stress unnecessarily about silly things. Like, my mum's back at the moment. My mum lives in Spain, for those of you that might not know, and she has resided in España since I was 18, so become quite an independent gal.
Island, yeah.
Galdem. And
bilingual.
So she comes back every now and again when she wants to see her daughter, and she's back right now. But everything is a stress. Like, just minor things that happen in life, and she's just like on it, you know. So the latest thing being, I've got a set of keys of hers with a Tunnox keyring on it, and she can't find them anywhere. Well, she thinks I've got them. I don't think I've got them, but she is assuming that I have, and she keeps stressing about it. And every day she'll send me pictures of the keys in different formations, like, or she'll send me like maybe a picture she's taken back in 2018, and she's like, these are the keys, the keyring's still on it. I'm like, mum, I don't have the keys. I don't have them.
That's so funny.
Oh,
see, my mum's not a stresser. Mum, if you listen, like, Chris, my mum's not a flapper, my gran is though.
I think it's an age thing then, because your mum's a lot younger than my mum. It's coming, Geraldine, if you're listening. I know we all end up forming into our own mothers, but I feel like this will come for you. You sound like a sound mum. My mum's just stressy.
My mum's not stressy, but obviously because my mum's job, she can't be stressy.
Yeah, but she could be stressy at home. Like, my mum, the washing machine will break and it's like, oh my God. I mean, what are we going to do? Like, can we get somebody to come out and fix it? I mean, what, it's a Sunday? I just don't know. Do I have to pay more for that? And I'm like, mum, calm the hell down.
Are you a stressed person?
No.
I don't think I'm a stressed person. Well, that's not true. Maybe. See, if I was in a crisis, I'm very calm.
But what is a crisis? I need to know the definition of a crisis, because a crisis to me is something really, really bad. It's got to be terrible before a stress. Whereas, like, I'm talking about sweating the small stuff. Taking the wee thing and then going, oh my God, oh my God. Do you know what it's like? And I'm so sorry if you're one of these people, but you know when, like, somebody is forced to parallel park, right? And they can't, they don't do it.
I've been there.
Yeah, but then they get unnecessarily stressed. And it's like, no, you don't need to parallel park.
Just drive off. Well,
drive off, get a space further along, just don't worry about it. But it's more like, oh my God, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, oh my God, I'm in reverse. Right, it's happening. Oh, I'm too wide.
Are you talking about, like, hysterical people? I hate hysteria as
well.
Yes, yeah. Actually, I agree, because it does mine up, because I just think, what help is this? What help is going? I'm quite an anxious person, but I'm not a flapper.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be like, ah! People that scream when wasps come near them, that was always one that grinded.
Honestly, it's weird because I don't really stress about things, but see, if a wasp comes near me, I am that person, like in Queen's Park, if I'm eating a sandwich and I've not noticed it and it suddenly lands, I go,
no, no,
I would. I'm like, get away!
Oh, God. I'm like, they're more scared of you than you are of them. No, I'm not. I think I'm actually quite calm. Cool, calm and collected. No, I don't think I'm probably stressful to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But I myself, Gilly the Cucumber,
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird when you're talking about yourself because obviously your pals would be able to analyse you more. Maybe we should get our friends to analyse us and then play it out, but we won't ask them. Like, we can't talk to them before it. Just say, describe me.
Well, this is so funny.
In three words. Good and bad. Or four, five.
This is reminds me of something that I was doing last week. So me and Joe, have you ever done a personality quiz? I'll get you to do it. It's called 16 Personalities.
Okay.
And it's so interesting because all my friends have all been different ones. But Joe got the rarest personality type. Of course he did, because in my opinion, he cheated the test. But he was like, so it gives you like different things. So you could be like, so mine is like a campaigner. I'm a campaigning person. And it basically means that like you are, mine in a nutshell was like you're a great laugh, very fun to be around, but you're extremely disorganised, you're a people pleaser and you have terrible time management. And I thought, that's true. I'll take that.
Accurate.
I'll take the highs with the lows. But Joe's was like, Joe got an advocate. So his was like, you're born to change the world. You speak, and so obviously he got me to do this test because he loved his result. And now he's like, it's okay, it's just because I'm an advocate. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, guess what? So Joe's people, that so gives you people that also have that personality type. Guess what fucking Joe's are? I can't believe it. Mother Teresa. Martin Luther King.
No.
Nelson Mandela.
All three pretty class world leaders.
All three. Guess who mine were?
Who? Paris Hilton.
No. You're on the right lines, though. Carrie Bradshaw.
That's okay. Can take that.
Worst Sex and the City character, but I have to admit I probably would be most like her. Have you watched Orange is the New Black?
No.
Piper Chapman. If anybody's watched Orange is the New Black, Piper Chapman, she's like the main character. She's the most unlikable character ever written, and she is so like me.
Oh, okay.
And actually, even my family were like, she is so like you. And I was like, do you like her? And they were like, no. But she is. Like, I can't even deny it. And I also got Robin Williams. That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. What a legend.
I'm sure I got Will Smith as well. I thought, don't give me fucking Carrie Bradshaw.
They're all quite funny and scatty. Carrie Bradshaw's not.
Carrie Bradshaw, and he gets fucking Nelson Mandela.
I don't think you're like any of the Sex and the City cast.
I have to say, because I'm an insightful,
do I need
aware,
to do this now? Is it long? I can't
it
do it
It is long,
now.
But
okay.
It is
I'll
long.
Do it for the next episode.
Yeah, do it for the next episode and we can discuss. If I was to liken myself to any Sex and the City character after watching all of it, I would be Carrie. It's unfortunate, but I'm a self-aware queen and I know that I am an arsehole.
To include you listening, I will put up a link as well on the Nags and Brags podcast page.
Do it. It's so fucking accurate. It's so accurate.
Okay, that's exciting.
And do you know what mine said? It said I should have a career in media or social media.
And here you are.
Here I am, social media manager. Reach for the stars, baby. You can do whatever you want.
Right, what is your nag this week?
My nag this week is actually, well, I won't get into this too much. I have been lowering my vibration and reading Twitter comments about myself.
Oh no.
As I said, Carrie Bradshaw.
I did see the Mr. Bean
I'm
energy
a narcissist.
One.
That's what it was. Somebody on Twitter said I had Mr. Bean energy. What the fuck?
I can see why. I think it's because, and don't take this the wrong way, but because you don't look like this normally.
It's
but
not the upper lip,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. It's not the upper lip. You can look glaky at times, but so can I. Like one of my biggest insults to date has been that, like, in pictures I can look a bit goofy. Like, you know, like when I'm just not with it. And I feel like you're the same as me.
That is me. Honestly, see, when I read it, like, I have never been humbled so quickly. I was like, I will not be. I mean, how can you perform sexually after somebody says you've got Mr. Bean? Like, it wasn't Joe that said it, but I mean, it's not the point. I was just like, that has really brought me back down to earth. And see, like, now when I'm doing stuff, I'm like, Mr. Bean vibes. Like, even when I was driving, I'm giving myself the ick. Because I was driving in my car and I was like, are people thinking Mr. Bean vibes in that fucking car?
Who do you need to get now? Teddy. Teddy. And you need to put a seatbelt on him and strap him into the passenger seat.
I actually did that when I worked on Children in Need. I had all my little teddies in the car and I had the seatbelt on them. But you know what? I hate Mr. Bean. I fucking hate Mr. Bean. It is not my type of humour. I don't think it's funny.
I used to have it on like DVD and stuff.
No, it's like
the one for me was when he had a party, nobody arrived and he had 10 chairs and a circle and no one came to his party and he put Teddy in one. Oh,
that's a shame.
Or when he waves to people out of the car.
bar and he was giving the fingers, but he didn't know what he was doing.
I just didn't like it.
The green thing, Roisin. Change your outfit. No. I've seen you in pink. Wear that pink tracksuit you've got. Wear something different.
I can't.
Why is it always green?
Because
I shout things like this at the telly. I'm like, Roisin in green again.
But I always wear green anyway. This is not a. This is what
I know. It's your
favorite
color. To be fair, I'm going to back you up because I am your girlfriend. You are. I think highly of you. I love you, and I just think
let's turn this off.
Anything I've bought you as a gift, I've always tried to give
you
something green.
Did you see your socks?
They were green.
The socks you got me, I was wearing them with Cocoa Books.
Shut up. What week? Because I've not watched Fridays.
It was before that. You might just not have seen them. I have to say, the first few weeks was like
blinking. Oh my God, that touches me.
Blink and you'd miss us. Anyway.
That was the week that I was, that was the week that I was a bit annoyed, I think.
Well...
Sorry, I keep
interrupting. The green outfits thing, it's been alive before Gogglebox, it'll be alive until the very end. I just like green outfits. And also,
I know, but see, when you're on telly, you have to change it up. Not to go back to it, but I will. When I was on Deal or No Deal, I have to get this into every podcast. I had to take 20 tops down. Because I had to make, because we had to change that as if it was different days, because some days we'd record 3 shows in a day. But exactly, do you know what though? I didn't think I had 20 tops when it said that in the brief. I thought, I don't have 20 tops. So I went out and I bought a couple more, but I managed to collate 20 tops.
Well,
I had like 15 and I added 5, gives me 20, and took them down. And then I didn't even get through them all, and I could wear the same jeans because nobody would see them.
I have quite a lot of, all my work clothes and stuff, and going out, I'm a dress gal.
Uh-huh.
Not that I look it right now, because I am dressed as Justin Bieber, circa 2013. But I'm not just sitting in the living room in a big floaty gown, a big dress. So it just so happens that most of my clothes are green.
Wear your pink tracksuit next week, one that I like.
Because
why?
Because
it's got a label on it.
Yeah. Ugh. I know. See, it's not as easy as you.
Cover it with a sticker saying Roisin.
It's not as easy.
That's
not
good
as
for
easy.
Branding. People will remember you if you wear a sticker saying Roisin.
It's not as easy as you think, everybody.
Wear it backwards, Roisin. That's what I do with my tops.
The neckline's weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's quite wide.
I know. So it would look fucking... Well, anyway, guys.
Crisis.
All I'm saying is, it's not... The green is not a political statement.
Do you want me to...
It's just my favourite colour.
It's not to do with football leanings. Do you want me to get you some Fruit of the Loom jumpers? They'd be cheap.
Oh, yeah. I could wear a different one every week.
That's what I mean. So now they've got Nags and Brags out the road... I want to know more about Disneyland, because you had a story for me and I would like to know more, please.
Well, I shall tell you. I went to Disneyland when I was 12 and I wish I went when I was 8, because if I went when I was 8, I wouldn't have had to wear a bra. And I went when I was 12 and I did have to wear a bra. And I did not wear a bra for the whole trip. Actually, I'll get my mum to send me the pictures and I'll put them on the Nags and Brags podcast page, follows on Instagram. Seamless plug. I went, and honest to God, you would have thought that I was, I looked like I was dressed from a PE changing box at school.
Is this not the period of your life where you struggled when you had boobs because you just didn't want to have them?
Yeah, this was right.
Did you tape them down or anything like that? No.
Bind my chest.
I
didn't.
I think that happens in films. Yeah, you know, when they don't want them that bad and they go, they're like wrapping it around.
Do you mean,
it's like when I got braces. Like, I remember the date. Do you know what? I actually, going back to memories, right? I can't remember much, but when I got braces, I must have been about 13. And I remember the day they were put on because
did you have braces?
I looked, yes,
I didn't know that. Not
top
same.
And bottom.
So did
my mum made me.
I
looked
braces.
In the mirror. And I remember just so vividly. I had mirrored wardrobes and I got in and had on an Alessi tracksuit top. Pretty cool. Oversized.
Oh, yeah.
Looking in the mirror.
Did you have the matching bottoms?
No, I didn't do matching because it was school uniform. So I think I had black trousers on that day because mum took me out of school to get them. And I tried to pull them off with my hands.
Oh, that's giving me
a horrible
image.
But not really. So it was like, you know when you cry and you're so annoyed when you were younger? Like, remember you take a tantrum? I was like holding on to them with my fingernails and going, because I was so annoyed.
I can actually feel that.
All I could think about was the guy that I fancied in the year above. And I was like, he's going to see me and he's never going to like me. And the truth was, he was never going to like me. He was never going to like me because he never fancied me. I fancied for about a year and he just didn't know I was interested. But I was so upset. I was like devastated.
Actually, controversially, I quite liked my braces. I quite suited them because my head's so round. They were a cool addition.
Well,
thankfully, because I fucking need them again, because I never wore my retainer and now my teeth are fucked up.
What colour did you go for when you went and get your bands changed?
Blue. I know that'll be a shock to many people. No, sorry. I had blue ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had purple. Blue and purple were the ones that I went opted for most because made my teeth look whiter because of the contrast.
Ah, oh, that's a good
Didn't get pink because shout. From a distance you were too gumsy.
I went kind of electric pink. I went for clear quite a lot of the time thinking that it took away
the train trackness.
Yeah, it took away the train trackness. But in actual fact, they just looked the exact same but with clear bands.
That's
for
like,
some reason you thought that when you got clear bands that you wouldn't look like you were wearing braces, but you were.
You've got Invisalign. That's like taking a mopping brush and mopping the ocean floor. You're not really making a dent. No, I quite like mine. I had mine on for a year. They were like, it's going to be 3 years. And then after a year, they were like, cool, let's get them off. But I will be an adult with braces. Nothing wrong with that. Because my teeth are all retreating to the back of my head.
They've went kind of cool now, but I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my mother, Lorraine,
for making me
wear the braces. And now people do tend to compliment my teeth if they compliment
I thought you had nice teeth the first time I met you. I still think you've got nice teeth. It's not changed. I just said it like that.
You said that funny, nice teeth.
Nice teeth. But that was my Florida era.
I think you have nice tits.
Thank you. You would not have when I was 12 because...
Don't tape them down. Never tape them down.
I wasn't.
You got great tits.
I never... Well, now they're more in proportion to my body. But when I was 12, I had not had braces and all my teeth wanted a front row seat and they all had one. I was like an orthodontist. I was going to say an orthodontist's worst nightmare, but probably be an orthodontist's dream. I wore Primark jammies all around Disney World that were like the strappy vests and the strappy like cami vests and shorts.
But you probably wanted to be nice and cool.
And it said silly moo on it. And I was and I was a silly moo because my boobs were fucking...
Do you know the one thing that I didn't do when I was younger and I'm kind of glad I never wore slogan tees. But I did because I feel like now that's all I would see in pictures was the slogan and think why.
Yeah.
But what I did do though was wear really bad sports gear because my mum worked in a local sports shop. So it wasn't even like a cool one like Nike or Adidas. It was like a local sports shop. So I would wear like Sergio Ticini and I would beg for Kappa and she would never give me it because she said that I would look too hard.
Well, now you would be paying about 80 quid for that in Urban Outfitters.
Exactly. I could have kept all this
the
stuff.
The gentrification, everybody. You could have. My gran had a pair of trainers. They also might have been Kappa ones and she'd had them.
Your gran?
Yeah, she'd had them for 60 years.
Shut up.
And they were selling them in Urban Outfitters for £250.
Your gran had Kappa trackies.
Trainers. Trainers, yeah.
That makes me feel... How could your gran wear or get away with Kappa trainers and I couldn't even beg mum for a Kappa tracksuit top?
Well, she wasn't... I don't know when she bought
them. Is that the one with the woman and the man back to back? You're not having that. You are not wearing that.
That is...
Trying to sit in it. Apparently the logo is based around, like, was it sexual or something? Were they meant to be naked?
Doesn't get much more sexual than a man and a woman back to back.
I know, but...
Backing it up. Well... You could have been mean, worn
Primark jammies.
But
then just do it. I mean, that says, you know
just
what I mean?
Do it.
Like Nike.
That's true.
And Adidas looked like a hash leaf. A hash leaf on your top.
Wouldn't be me.
And did you ever go to Spain, they would actually have Adi hash.
The first time I saw that, I was like, genius. That is so funny. Hey, I see what you did there. Well, I just stuck to the pyjamas for me. Night or day.
Nice.
No bra.
Nice.
And do you know what I also went through a phase of doing? And if anybody else was in this phase, I don't know if I was in this era alone. I went through like a Fame era where I dressed like I was in Fame. I know. It makes me recoil. It actually makes me want to be sick. But was this a thing? Because I think I was like...
I would dress like a Spice Girl. They were part of my... They're obviously a bit too old for you, but Spice Girls was my childhood and I would try and dress like them, platform shoes and stuff.
But I think I used to love... I always wanted a pair of platform boots. I just think that looking back on it, you know when your mum like would look back and like shows you a picture and she's like, oh, this is what everybody used to wear. See if I looked back, if I had a child and I showed them a picture of me when I was younger and I was like, oh, this is what everybody used to wear. I'd be like, no, you didn't. That was just you. I don't know how I was in this state of delusion, but I used to wear neon leg warmers, Primark pumps, a pair of fucking slogan jammies, no bra, and I would wear one of those plait headbands that was neon and I would match it to the leg warmers. and I would look like I'd escaped from an institution. And I wore that on holiday to Florida.
Oh dear.
Think of the money that was paid for that holiday, and that's what I wore.
Okay, so staying on the topic of fashion and trends, what is the worst thing you've ever worn?
The worst thing I've ever worn?
Or the thing that you look back on the most and you're like, why the fuck did I wear that?
A brand called Echo. Don't even think it exists.
What was it?
It was like just an Echo top, but the logo was like a rhino or something. So it was like just cutting about with a massive rhino on your top for no real reason. And then there was another brand that was very similar to it. I think it might be in the same manufacturers because the tops looked similar, but it was just a different logo. It was called Bear and it had a bear on it.
Oh my God, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. Any sports brand I pretty much owned, but it was never the good stuff. Always the, like, your sale shirt.
Is there, like, one outfit that you're just like, why did I go out in that?
Like, I had a pair of, like, Reebok trainers and they had air bubbles in the bottom of them and I remember wearing to school and everyone said they looked like space boots.
Do you know what mine is? Mine's actually just come back to me.
Oh, no, what?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. See, when I was really young, right? Uh-huh. Again, I don't know why this is so embarrassing. I was going to the cinema and I was like 12. And I just bought a pair of like, remember the peep toe platforms? Remember that they brought like all the range?
Yes.
All the range. And like, we must be in like 2011. And it was like the Topshop era.
Right.
And there was the big cross necklaces.
Uh-huh.
And the denim shorts and the tights. Well, yes. I loved a denim short and a tight. It's all I wore exclusively for 5 years. And weirdly, because I thought it was more flattering than jeans. And I look back at it and I'm like, I don't think you were right. But
you're just making something else come flooding back. My fashion faux pas was not the two tops. I've got something else for you in a minute.
Well, mine was the peep toe. What is the term that's like fake leather?
Did you wear peep toe and tights?
So, peep toe, tights... What? No, not fake leather. Fake, like vinyl sort of material. Like shiny.
PVC?
Yes, yes. But it was like, would you say PVC shoes?
Yes.
They were like patent.
Patent.
Patent shoes. That was the word I was looking for. Now it began with P. So I had patent pale, pale blush pink peep toe wedges. And they were about 12 inches high. And I was 12. And then I wore a pair of black tights, my denim shorts and a t-shirt with Mickey Mouse on it, and I went to cinema in a Hollister hoodie. What the fuck? It actually makes my skin crawl to this day. And we're fucking, what, maybe wow. Like 10 years later, and I'm just like, what the fuck was going on? And I couldn't walk in them. And it was so embarrassing, and everybody else was dressed like a normal person.
Jesus.
That's horrific, isn't it? I actually need to find the photos because I looked so stupid. And I was also, obviously, all my friends were like 11, 12. So we were obviously...
Do you have a flip phone?
Yeah, I did, but we were obviously all very small. And then I randomly had 12-inch latex.
To the
latex,
cinema?
To cinema. To cinema to see Kung Fu Panda 2. Oh, sorry, it's so embarrassing. Kung Fu Panda, right. And I've got the PVC heels on.
I think, yeah. I can make you feel better. In my childhood, I used to go to a lot of raves because I was a little dance chick. And with raves came really bad fashion because you obviously wore things that
you were
like,
me in my leg warmer era.
Uh-huh. And there's a picture of me kicking about and I am wearing a red tight dress, which was probably like, it's just cotton, like t-shirt dress, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Like very basic. White ribbon that I'd acquired myself around my neck in a bow. Cut myself as well, frayed at the edges, frayed. White fishnet tights, but not small fishnet, like big. Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. They make you look like a
proper fishnet,
like a big bit of ham from the butchers.
Yes,
yeah, like a pork loin.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the ones.
Well, my figure was okay, like, so I feel like that was my saving grace with the tights, but they were still horrific. White, yeah, you just wouldn't buy white fishnets ever, ever, ever. I had on, do you know the socks that fold over that have got the frill?
Yes.
I put them over the tights.
They had me in a chokehold.
The sweat off my feet. The sweat that night. Oh. So I was a rave at Bray Head wearing this. And white stiletto shoes.
Oh, the stiletto shoes!
White stilettos, white frill socks, white tights,
red dress. Where did the red come from?
Rawr.
White ribbon round the old neck.
Did
thank God nobody grabbed onto it.
Did you have sore feet?
I can't remember, Roisin.
I saw
ago.
A girl on TikTok, and I'm not a heel wearer because I wore Crocs for so long. My arches and my feet. Have
oh my God.
And then she had numbing spray, and she was spraying numbing spray all over her feet, and then put sliders on and went out.
I remember something else.
What?
I had two red strand extensions on either side of my head.
That's where the red dress tied in.
I thought it was Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. No, stop.
And if they weren't red, they were black, because I thought it was Christina from the Dirty video.
Oh.
Dirty! Wanna get louder!
You up, Brayhead. Well, do you know what mine was?
I don't listen to, like, really heavy dance music thinking I was Extina.
You were in the...
You were in Dirty, you know.
You were in the...
Give me the chaps.
The wrong...
I couldn't get them. I tried.
I would... If I wore those chaps, I would look like James Charles. He went to Coachella and his bum out. That would be me. But
when Kylie Jenner got like for like outfit, it was only a few years ago. I was so jealous. I was like, why did I not look like that?
Do you know
I was
what younger? It was? I went for an Avril Lavigne phase. That she was my awakening. So I was a wannabe goth, age 8.
Do you know? Just quickly, when you're mentioning Avril Lavigne, a really underrated song of hers is that "I'm With You." Cracking song.
Is that and it's a damn cold
yes!
night. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have that on the car on the way home.
Take me by the
hand,
won't you? Take me by the hand.
So I was like, I was like 8 years old, and I was like,
yes!
I don't know who I am, but I.
No, is this? I'm with you.
That was so weird. All these things.
I used to look in the mirror and do it as well. Like, as if I was, because she was outside.
I'm with
remember
you.
It was.
That was literally. You know that thing on TikTok that's
sorry
like,
if you want to switch off because Roisin and I have been singing our
this
lives
is like Highland like cats. You know that thing on TikTok that's like, I fell in love with an emo girl. That was literally me, AJ. And I used to wear hand warmers, stripy hand warmers that had lace up. They were lace up. And I had
oh wow, you're a real goth gal.
Yeah, I was really and I had what else did I used to wear? I was very
did
much
did you have a fake nose ring?
No, yes I did. No, I had fake magnetic earrings, remember them?
Oh yeah. And your mum would let you get your ears pierced, so you thought it's the next best thing.
The fucking magnets have fallen off the class. Oh, sorry about that. I don't know.
But
that
you
I don't
said
know
you went to Claire's last week. I did, I got them
yes,
done.
It's just fallen out actually, it's these earrings. Yeah. And you had the wee spiky ball earrings, remember them?
No.
I've not described them well. They're from Claire's, a Claire's staple. And they were like wee, like fuzzy, looked like viruses actually.
Oh, yes.
Or I had the checked earrings as well.
Yeah.
And know what else I used to love when I was younger?
Mm.
Second sexiest thing to the Playboy symbol, the cherry symbol. I loved a set of cherries.
Oh, younger. That reminded me of Ibiza, Pasha vibes.
That was me, age 9. Pasha vibes.
Never been to Ibiza, never been to Pasha, but I love cherries.
No. Not good. But yeah. I love a fashion faux pas talk. It's not spoken about enough.
You can get in touch with us if you want to like tell us yours or even send us pictures, that'd be even funnier. But I dare you, because I don't think you will.
What is your to end this lovely episode? What is your staple fashion? The thing that you think you'll never get sick of. Mine is long floral dresses or skirts and Crocs. Not with Crocs, I just like them both separately.
That's lovely, because I think that that's at least colourful. I would say black leggings.
Hey.
They work.
They do. They work.
They work wonders.
They work for a lot of occasions.
Like, I honestly have about 5 pairs of black leggings, and I think I really need to change
this
up now.
I can't get over. Do you know something about me? I never had a pair of joggers until the beginning of lockdown. I would chill in jeans.
Oh, you're one of those. That's
I was
really
one of those.
Scary.
Yeah, that like.
That is weird.
I never had one pair of joggers. I would have jeans, or I would transition to jammies, or I had leggings. See now, I've got a jogger in every color, a jogger for every occasion.
Mm.
Funeral, got the joggers for that. Bouncy castle, got just.
Oh,
the joggers.
Can I give a quick mention to Gigi, who you can follow glam? Is it
Gigi Hadid?
My new friend.
I just love her.
Juliana, who did my makeup on Saturday. No, Sunday, sorry. I keep getting my days messed up. Yeah, shout out to Gigi, who came along to the Grosvenor and she did my makeup for me. It was very kind. And she loves the podcast and
She told me that she keeps getting knocked back from a well-known establishment in Glasgow because she likes joggers and heels, and they clearly don't. And I was like, but oh, that
does it begin with? Does it begin with an M?
No.
Does it begin with an L?
No. Choices to say it.
Yeah.
Social.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got knocked back from light because I looked like a stuck-up bitch. So oh, yeah, that makes you feel any better. That makes you feel any better. It's happened to the best of us. Joggers and heels. What's wrong with joggers and heels?
Exactly. See, I think it's nice. I was wearing that well, I wasn't wearing heels, mind you, but I was wearing leather joggers last night. See, I think they're nice.
If you do have a fancy shoe and a jogger,
yes,
and you have your makeup done, what's the fucking issue?
I know.
What's the issue if I want to make my pantaloons flow free?
Yeah.
Vote for me for Prime Minister.
Well, that brings us to a close.
Bye, everybody. And it's been a lovely day.
Yes, it has been a nice episode. Very light-hearted.
Speaking of fashion, my jeans are too tight. I ruined my crotch.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
I don't like it, and then your pants get stuck. Anyway, thanks for coming along to the Nags and Brags podcast yet again. And we will see you in 2 weeks. And we have a guest. And she is a she. We've not had a girl for a while, actually.
No, we've not.
No, so that's quite exciting.
Man, a woman. I'm excited for this guest. And also, send us your updated guest suggestions.
Oh yeah, that'd be good, because I know we've ticked Paul Black off and now we're like, what do we do now?
And we still can't get Jamie James.
This person coming on is linked to Paul Black. And I'm sure we're going to get a good laugh with her. So we will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye!
Bye,
send us your fashion pictures. And remember, if you ever feel down about your fashion choice, you shouldn't go to Florida and wear a vest that said Silly Moon, no bra. Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well, at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at CastCastG for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word, tell your friends, and hopefully we'll see you on the next episode.